You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. They will steer you straight with a 39.95 wheel alignment. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com. As Dan Kangurski joins us from 97.3, the Fan in Pittsburgh, the Penguins know all about injuries. They got more of them. They just keep lining them up with injuries. But the big story, despite all their injuries, is the fact that Murray is in and Fleury is out. And I watched that game, Dan. Sure, the fourth goal, maybe the wraparound you'd like Fleury to have back. But I didn't think he was that bad on the first three. I think he's been pretty good in the playoffs. What do you think of this move by the Penguins to go back to Murray?
Well, it's an interesting move, isn't it? Mike Sullivan takes a bit of a rap for being a Murray guy, showing favoritism and so forth. And wouldn't you know it, first chance here in the playoffs, Fleury has a little bit of a bad game, and the team was flat-footed and listless in front of him. And out goes Fleury, in goes Murray. It's a huge game. I mean, the Penguins are kind of gassed at this point. Maybe it's a little jolt to the team. But if it is, I think Sullivan might be underestimating exactly how rooted in that room Fleury is. And this is a big distraction today.
Let's fast forward a few months. Does this change the way that Fleury feels about returning next year?
Oh, I think that was a done deal some time ago.
Okay.
There was no possible way he could come back as a backup, not at his salary of $575 and not with the Penguins wanting Murray to take on 50-plus games a season. I think that was predetermined that this summer one of the two had to go.
Now, the injury, Schultz and Rust, they're the two latest ones that are out tonight. Is that correct for sure?
Yeah, that is sure. Hornquist also out. The Penguins don't count man games lost by the dozen. They count them by the hundreds. And, this poor team is small and fast, and Dion Phaneuf finished the job that Tom Wilson and the Capitals started.
When you look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think one issue is they're not getting a lot of scoring outside of kind of their top. Well, they're not getting a lot of scoring, but only their top guys. Who are some of the players on that periphery that can maybe step up and kind of contribute in a meaningful way on the score sheet?
I guess we'll find out tonight if they go with the 11 forward 7D configuration like they did in Game 3. Their fourth line had really been their best. Matt Cullen in between Scott Wilson and Carter Rowney. A couple of Western Canadian guys who were playing just a simple, straight game, and that fourth line was easily their best. Created some offensive chances. Owned the shot attempt battle. If you're big into the Corsi thing, you'd like to see them break through because they really had the best chance. While you see Malkin and Phil Kessel on the bench arguing who gets to play with the puck, that line just chipped it in, chased it well, went and got it. If you look for secondary scoring, that's where it would come from. And a little bit of a boot to Phil Kessel. He's got to score more 5-on-5. He had the game winner there in two, but otherwise he has just two even strength goals in the playoffs and only 9 since January 1. So he really has to start filling the net.
You touched on a little bit, but there's been a lot of back and forth between Malkin and Kessel, and basically Kessel and everyone on his whole team. Is there maybe concern in that room that the their top guys are getting frustrated to the point where it's become a distraction to both them and their teammates?
I was in the room a bit before they left for Ottawa, obviously been there for a while. They enjoy Phil Kessel. I think it's the only situation in the league in which this would work. Kessel kind of acting as he's been. I find it a bit distasteful, and I'd be a little upset if I were behind the bench. But I guess they'll trade Kessel being engaged and angry as opposed to Kessel being not engaged and not there. I think it could be a thing. I'd like to see them split Malkin and Kessel for their own good, for each of those players' own good. You've seen Malkin now take a rise in dumb penalties and be involved in scrums and near scraps. But if they keep them together, they have to figure it out because I think it is harming the team. Certainly it's harming Malkin's game.
Talking Penguins and Senators with Dan Kingurski from 97.3, the Fan in Pittsburgh. Fleury is out. Murray will take his spot. Hornquist out. Rust out. Schultz out. So who comes into the lineup tonight for the Penguins?
Well, as you saw in Game 3, if they go with the 7D configuration, Mark Streit is the guy. He was less than impressive coming down the stretch, guys, but he is the second power play quarterback at this point because your top two power play guys, Chris Letang and Schultz, aren't there. I'm not sure how healthy Trevor Daley is. He looked pretty rough in 3, not just like the rest of the team, but he didn't look very mobile either, and he's got that lower body injury. If they think Daley can give them a good 22 minutes, maybe they go with the 12 and 6. Otherwise, you'll see Streit draw in as that 7th D.
Taking a look on the other side, the Senators, they're a team that is, we're starting to get to know that there's quite a few good players on that group, but the top guys are getting some things done, but it's guys like Pageau and these guys are kind of contributing, maybe scoring, but also just being becoming an issue for the Penguins. How do they slow them down? Is it just hope you get some healthy bodies back? Is there something you can do now, tonight?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mindset, and it's a little bit discipline as well. I've really been impressed with Pageau. I mean, I saw him a bit in the top six role last year when Turris was down. He was almost a point per game guy in the second half last year. This year in the third line center role, he was, much less productive offensively. He moves so well away from the puck, and he's strong. And I don't know that the Penguins have an answer for a player like that because they are so banged up. And the defense that they've got, only a couple of their defensemen, Brian Dumoulin, Ron Hainsey, can really defend a guy like that, and they're on the same pairing. So if the Senators keep playing well away from the puck and keep moving, I don't know that the Penguins can really stop that other than to do what they did in Game 2, and that is take the puck and not give it back.
Now, you look at the Penguins, and you've talked about some of the, like Sidney Crosby even, who was lights out early in the playoffs. So now some are suggesting ever since he came back from the concussion, he hasn't been the same. You buy into that at all, or is that just a coincidence?
His line mates have a great deal to do with that. And I don't mean to pass the buck and maybe exonerate Crosby, but he's playing with a couple of small U.S. college guys, Jake Gensel and Connor Sheary. They're getting pounded in this series. And you just watch that line and you feel for Sid a little bit. He's trying, I think, to do some things. And Connor Sheary especially, who will probably draw to his left tonight, is just fighting the puck like a hand grenade. And so what Sid likes to do is then try to do more instead of doing less. So if he wants to start filling the net, he maybe have to really simplify his game, let his line mates just go get the puck and put it back on his stick like he did for so much of the regular season. I mean, he won the Rocket Richard Trophy, but now he's trying to do all things for all people. And with the small wingers that he's got, it's just not going to work.
Dan, a huge game tonight for the Penguins. We will see how it unfolds. And lots of storylines from injuries to the goaltending situation. I wonder if Murray struggles, do you think he goes right back to Fleury? Do you think he'll stick with Murray?
Oh, boy. Yeah, no shortage of drama in Pittsburgh, is there? I would be, once you go with Murray, you've got to go with him, right? You anointed him the starter this season over Fleury. You're going to him in such a crucial moment because if the Penguins lose this game, I can't see them winning 3 straight against Ottawa. They just don't have it emotionally or physically right now to do it. He's cast his lot. He's gone all in. All the chips are on the table with Murray. He'd have to really struggle to yank him.
Dan, we appreciate your time. Have a great one. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, boys. Have fun.